them that dwell on earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And brothers and sisters, I challenge you to look at that very closely. First, the United States passes a Sunday law, and then the miraculous manifestations of Satan are identified. And I'm not saying that his manifestations aren't already taking place in the world today, because they are. But the ones that fulfill Bible prophecy, the ones that are identifying when he does his marvelous work, are located prophetically right after the Sunday law. And this is an important point to see if you're going to line up end time, the sequence of end time events. Now, right above that passage of notes is a more complete quote from Testimonies, Volume 5, page 451, than the one we're going to look at right below it that is called The Marvelous Working of Satan. You have the complete quote up above, and you have what I want you to see in that quote right below, and it says this: "By the decree enforcing the institution of the papacy in violation of the law of God, our nation will disconnect herself fully from righteousness. Then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan and that the end is near." And what I want you to see is that Sister White also identifies first the Sunday law and then the marvelous working of Satan. There's a specific sequence identified in Bible prophecy. And we're going to get to a point here where you'll see why that sequence is important to recognize. It has an impact on where we're going with this study. Now, the next section here, this thousand years of righteousness and peace, is several passages from the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White sets forth how she understood the millennium. When she speaks of the millennium, this is what she means. On page 3 of your notes, the first subtitle that says The Age to Come, I threw that in there as well, because when you're reading the Spirit of Prophecy, she may speak of the temporal millennium, or she may say the age to come. Those are two terms that were synonymous with one another. An age to come, a millennium of peace, a thousand years of peace. That's how she understood it. And she understood it, if you read those quotes on your own time, as a false doctrine. But a false doctrine that Satan was using to deceive the whole world. Now, under the age to come, in the second quote there from Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, page 404, it says this: "God has shown me about some trying to get a substitute after the time passed. Some would get Jesus upon the great white cloud. Others would be looking to Old Jerusalem, or as they call it, the age to come." Now, what I want you to see in this is what's going on in the world today. The false doctrine that Sister White is addressing about the temporal millennium